Along with this outpouring of Nazi assets, capital, scientists, SS men, and former officials within Odessa were other more secretive assistance groups, such as the Die Spinne, Sechsgestirn, or the Constellation of Six, and the Deutsche Hilfsverein, or German Relief Organization. Through such organizations, SS men and Nazi officials escaped through southern France and across the Pyrenees into Spain. These were not-for-profit enterprises like Odessa, but still they received funding and orders from the Burmann Group. Die Spinne was a creation of Commando Otto Skorzeny and was largely composed of troops from his old wartime commando unit. It was funded through the Burmann program. After the meeting with Eva Perón in 1947, many Spinne members made their way to Argentina. The number of Germans who went to South America, both along these routes and by less organized means after Martin Bormann had declared his flight capital program in August 1944, totaled 60,000, including scientists and administrators at all levels, as well as the former SS soldiers commanded by General Müller, noted Paul Manning. Even before the end of the war, the Nazis used concentration camp prisoners and hired specialists to manufacture respectable-looking but phony identification papers. With these, and aided by the general chaos in Europe at war's end, they developed their own effective witness protection program. Many of these false identities have withstood the test of time and are still in use. While on the run at the end of the war, Bormann controlled his vast commercial empire through an elaborate but well-planned communication system. Wherever positioned, he turned his hiding place into a party headquarters and was in command of everything save security, explained Manning. Telephones were too dangerous, but he had couriers to bear documents to Sweden, where a Bormann commercial headquarters was maintained in Malmö, Sweden, to handle the affairs of a complex and growing post-war business empire. From Malmö, high-frequency radio could transmit coded information to listening posts in Switzerland, Spain, or Argentina to form a continuous line of instructions. The Deputy Führer's escape had not gone unnoticed. It was substantiated by a file on Bormann sent to the FBI and obtained by Paul Manning. When the file was received at FBI headquarters, it revealed that the Reichsleiter had indeed been tracked for years, he wrote. One report covered Bormann's whereabouts from 1948 to 1961 in Argentina, Paraguay, Brazil, and Chile. The file revealed that he had been banking under his own name from his office in Germany in Deutsche Bank of Buenos Aires since 1941.